Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's go around the world of college football. You got week zero this weekend, albeit it's pretty lame. But we do have Florida State, Georgia Tech, and Dublin, so at least that's something. If you want to be a total degenerate, you could watch SMU at Nevada, but I wouldn't advise it.
Nothing says Seminole like Dublin.
I know, right? Yeah. The spirit of the Irish with Florida State and Georgia Tech. David, music.
So we're going to do a little bit of a preview here. Later in the week, all of us will give our 12-team playoff bracket. But ESPN kind of goes through some things here that we can kind of preview regarding the playoff here. First is the group of five power rankings when it comes to, because the playoff, one team will get in. So at number five, they have the Miami of Ohio Redhawks.
Disgusting.
They are looking to become the first team to win back-to-back MAC football titles since Northern Illinois in 11-12.
They are the Iowa of the MAC. They play a mind-numbing, sleep-inducing brand of football. Chuck Martin refuses to go for it even on fourth and inches. I don't know what to tell you. Gabbert is gone. It's Blaine Gabbert's little bro. I don't know, man. I think Bowling Green probably wins the MAC. But, again, the networks, scumbags like this guy, they ain't ever let Miami, Ohio in.
That's just hurtful, man.
Hey, but it's true.
You know, I'm sitting right here. I can hear you.
I thought it was a direct approach. I say no to that.
I say no as well, but my feelings are hurt, David.
Next,
I may just hit the portal for this this segment.
Next on the power rankings for them will be Liberty.
Nope.
42%. They've won. They have the highest percentage of group of five teams to win the conference, but they have the worst schedule in the country at 134.
Thank you. And second of all, scumbags like this man.
You know what?
They're not putting.
I'm not putting up with this.
They are not putting that team into the playoff after what they did in the New Year's Six last year, where they showed their ass versus Oregon. I think a 12-0 Liberty would get passed up by an 11-1 anybody.
Does Liberty play anybody worth anything this year?
They have the worst schedule in the country, so no.
A lot of times they have like one game that if you win that one.
No. Okay. Like at least Boise State goes to Outson.
Right.
And they'll be three touchdown underdogs, but maybe
saying.
They could show they belong.
Or you pull off the upset, and it's just like, yep, yeah, you can't deny them because when they play one of the big boys, they actually beat them.
No, because when the playoff comes around, Liberty's going to be doing what their old president did. They'll be like old Jerry sitting in the corner.
All righty then. Walleye. Let's go to the next team on the list.
Hey, somebody call the pool boy.
Walleye. David, read something.
Appalachian State. They haven't had a losing season during this past decade in the FBS.
Yeah.
And since joining the Sun Belt, 95%. They've won 95 games.
Yeah, App State Liberty is basically a de facto playoff game.
You're going to be a problem.
What are you talking about? Liberty's just going to be sitting in the corner watching the action.
Right. That's all about Appalachian State here.
For App State, David, it's possible. It depends on what they do against Clemson. When they go to Clemson, it looks like
if they beat Liberty but lose to Clemson, and they're 11-1 and Liberty's 12-0, App State's going. But your people will not let Liberty in.
No, if you embarrass yourself, no. which they did last year. And it's not my people, Mike. It's just when you when you're a group of five team or you're not a have and you get your opportunity and you blow it, it's rare that you get a second chance immediately.
Next team on the list here. UTSA Roadrunners.
Rico was the pool boy. No to UTSA. It's simple. Frank Harris has graduated after 15 years. Their best defensive player transferred to Texas. He was the freshman player of the year in the conference. He had 13 sacks. I don't buy it. I don't think they're nearly as good at, like, I think Memphis is your only shot out of the American. They got an offense that averages 40 a game. They'll play Florida State. They'll get a shot. If you're 11-1 Memphis, I think you get in over Liberty. I can't go there with UTSA.
And then their number one team that will make it in the group of five power rankings will be Boise State. Now, does that change things now that they didn't name?
No, it doesn't, because they're saying we have a better chance of winning with this quarterback. So this is where you have to trust the coach. He's watching practices. He knows. I'm not just because, oh, well, this guy was from USC. Nah, I'm trying to win games.
They also have a couple of the best players of non-power conference. Like Ashton Gentry could start at Georgia at running back. He's that good. 63 missed tackles forced last year. And on defense, they have arguably the best pass rusher in the non-power. The Al-Haminian, the Egyptian kid.
Yeah, they have 18 returning starters.
Yeah, but that kid is like Ziggy Ansah. He basically started playing football 10 minutes ago. And he's already a demon from the outside.
So it looks like September 10th may be the game, the weekend that we find out which one of these schools actually go. Because we talked about App State's going to be playing Clemson that day. Can you keep it close? September 2nd, Boise's playing Oregon.
If they could stay within 14,
once again, credibility. Right, if you keep it close, you could run the schedule, then yes, you could probably make it. But yes, September 7th is the day for the non-group power four, we're going to probably see. And if somebody upsets one of these teams, probably looking at App State beating Clemson, you're in.
And if you're Liberty, you're holding the boom mic.
And then I'll close it out with this. They have the first.
This would be a problem.
The first four out, and then the next four out of the playoff.
Sure.
First four, LSU, Missouri, Tennessee, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's going to be lucky to win seven games. I disagree there. But I have no problem saying those teams don't get in. In the SEC, like I believe in Georgia, mortal lock. I'd be in disbelief if they missed it. I think it's Georgia. I think it's Alabama. I don't believe in LSU. I don't believe in some of these other schools. Like I think A&M and Ole Miss are your other two in the SEC. I don't believe in Texas this year.
Really?
I don't.
Texas is not bad.
They did not replace enough defensively, and I need to see it at wide receiver before I believe it.
They need a replacement for Adonai Mitchell?
Well, they have Silas Bolden, but again, he's the size of a water bottle.
No, I just said Adonai instead of AD.
Oh, AD was my guy. I don't know who this Adonai character is.
Interesting how the first four are all SEC teams, though.
LSU, the defense, it's terminal. Like, I can't buy in that they've overnight fixed that thing. Awful.
I'm willing to buy into LSU. Tennessee is the one. Man, you got to prove it to me. I've been hearing this every year for the last, since Peyton Manning.
Let's go to Liberty.
And then the next four out.
T. Martin. That was the last time they were good.
The next four out. Michigan, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, and Clemson.
Michigan, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Clemson.
That's the next four out. Yeah, I mean, I don't buy K-State winning more than nine.
Oklahoma State. Yeah, Oklahoma State just always finds a way to just, in November, just lose two games. Like, late in the season, they just like, how did you lose that game? And then they follow it up with another loss.
Let's check in on Liberty.
And that is...
I hate Liberty.
That is your college football blitz.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.